While Pastor Tim Dodson is returning from a missions trip, Street Level Radio will be airing the Best of Daily Devotions series.
Paul the Apostle had found himself needing to speak rather harshly to the Christians there in Galatia. And he was doing so because they were in serious danger and they weren't hearing. He did not apologize for his straightforward words. He knew he could not serve Christ faithfully if he allowed these Galatian Christians to simply remain on the wrong track. I wonder, are you trying to please someone today, other people, other than God? I really pray that you have courage to put God's approval first. We're in verse 10 today in the book of Galatians chapter 1, where Paul wrote, "You can see that I'm not trying to please you by sweet talk and flattery. No, I'm trying to please God. If I were trying to please men, I could not be Christ's servant." I want you to notice as we've gone along here that the folks that were causing these problems for Paul and for the church and for the kingdom of God, they didn't come to Paul to talk to him about it. They didn't come to anyone to discuss it. No. They were like these people who have followed them over the years. And these people, both then and now, they go after the weak ones. They go after the new believers. They go after those without a committed foundation. And these individuals that Paul was dealing with, they waited until Paul was nowhere around and then they made their move. And again, they did so with sly innuendos and religious overtones. It's been that way since Satan in the garden, where he asked Eve, "Did God really say?" So Paul, he's asking in a rather rhetorical fashion, "Hey, am I just a people pleaser? Do I just minister to please men?" Now, he acknowledges the obvious, that if he did, he would not be a true minister at all. He would not be a real servant of Christ. Paul preached the gospel as it was presented in the Bible. This is where men begin to say that Paul was extreme, or that, on the flip side, he was too easy, that Paul was too mean, or again, he was too soft. I guess it all depends on whose sieve it was run through. Paul was saying that he simply preached the gospel straightforward, and he let the chips fall where they may. Verse 11 of our text, Paul goes on and says, "Dear friends, I solemnly swear that the way to heaven which I preach is not based on some mere human whim or dream." Verse 12, "For my message comes from no less a person than Jesus Christ himself, who told me what to say. No one else has taught me." Now it seems that every other religion has in it the philosophies of men speculating about God. Yet, biblical Christianity is very different in the fact that it declares that God has actually revealed himself to us so that we might know who he is quite clearly. Paul was not going to bend on this matter. He was ready, as every good pastor is, to see the doors of the church closed and the ministry end before he would back down from what he saw as an unmovable position. He knew that what these guys were fighting was ultimately not him or even his doctrine, but rather it was Christ. It was what Christ was doing, what Christ had taught. Their battle was with Jesus. Paul, he wasn't trying to avoid the heat, and he wasn't trying to shift the responsibility, but he was saying, "Hey, if you don't hear what I'm telling you, then your issue is with Christ, not me." And the bottom line, as he says more clearly and a little bit later, is that he had the ministerial fruit to prove where he stood. Now, these naysayers, they couldn't, and even today, can't argue with that. Oh, they'll attack the nebulous, and they'll make innuendos. They'll cast doubts on your character, and they'll criticize your methods. But when it's all said and done, they can't argue with your fruit. And it's that which the Bible says is a true reflection of a man, his calling, and his ministry. So you have to ask yourself, in the ministry you're involved in, are people saved? Are lives changed? because only God can save a man, and only the gospel and the Holy Spirit can change a man. Are people discipled? Are they growing? Is God equipping? Is God using you? Are people loved? Is the church obedient and growing? Are the fruits of the Spirit evident? I mean, of all those things, how do you fake that? Look, Paul was saying, I don't know what men are saying, and they might do and say anything, but I know what God is saying, and that's what I'm preaching. He went on saying, sometimes that may be pleasing to your ears, and sometimes it may burn your ears, but it's God's word, and you know it to be a fact. Believe me, if there were those who could say that we in our church were not true to the word of God, man, they'd say it. But they don't, because they can't. They may have a lot of criticism, but following the word of God is not one of them. Paul was standing on similar solid ground. He was saying, bring it on, boys. Because he seemingly was a loving and gentle soul, but on this issue, man, he was ready to fight. I guess some things are worth fighting for. Because frankly, some things are just non-negotiable.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.